Drivers now have another way out of the southern part of Alcona, but they'll need to forgive a neighboring school community if it's not exactly jumping for joy. The large barriers on Webster Boulevard, between the San Diego Homes and Sleeping Lion subdivision developments, were removed by builders several weeks ago. This move provides direct access from much of Webster to the 6th line. While it should give motorists greater navigational flexibility, this new connecting link is located less than a few hundred meters from the entrance to Lake Simcoe Public School. That has some parents concerned about a potential increase in traffic volume outside an already busy elementary facility. Jennifer Street Dennis's family has been part of the school community since it opened nearly a decade ago. She has one daughter currently attending, and another who has graduated. The situation around the school is already problematic, she said. Dozens of vehicles are forced to park on both sides of the road at dismissal time, with no safe way to cross from the southbound side. Considering that the school has closed the parking lot during pickup at the end of the day, it is just absolutely ridiculous, she said. I have seen countless times cars almost getting hit, kids almost being hit trying to cross the road. When the school first opened, the amount of traffic was minimal at best, but now, it is a major artery of the area. Something needs to be done around the school to ensure students' safety, as it isn't just about the volume but the speed that people are going. While there is a kiss and ride lane, it's only open for drop-off in the morning, St. Denis said. Despite opening in September 2016, Lake Simcoe Public School is already undergoing a significant expansion to accommodate anticipated population growth in the area. Simcoe County District School Board Communications Manager Sarah Kekowich confirmed the board was made aware of the barrier removal along Webster. Student safety is very important to us, she said in an email. With this change, we will be reminding families of the benefits of active school travel, and we will encourage students within walking zones to walk or wheel to school wherever possible. Walking or wheeling to school reduces traffic, helps students establish healthy lifestyles, is better for the environment, and enhances community safety. When asked about the potential implications of increased traffic through the area, Kekowich deferred to the town of Innisfil to comment, and any considerations that may be noted within its transportation master plan. The municipality confirmed the speed limit along this stretch of Webster as 50 kilometers per hour. Innisfil today reached out to the builders of both subdivisions for comment, but neither had responded as of the publication of this article. Any residents who have concerns about this matter can contact the town's customer service team, said Kaun. Grace Constantine, whose ward includes this section of the affected roadway. The extension of Webster to the 6th has been an ongoing project for many years, she said in an email. This connection provides another route to South Innisfil and will divert traffic from some of the more traveled roads in Innisfil. As it is a municipal road, there will be a posted speed limit that anyone using it must adhere to. We know there is a school in that area and urge residents to drive cautiously to ensure the safety of pedestrians. Eventually, the other end of Webster will connect to the 20th side road. However, quite a bit of planning work still needs to be done before shovels can go in the ground on that long-anticipated link through the northwest area of Alcona, with the detailed design phase currently underway. There, construction is tentatively scheduled to commence in 2024 or 2025, pending the completion of property acquisition and utility relocation, and the approval of required permits. To contact the town's customer service team, call 1-888-436-3710, email inquiry@innisfil.ca or submit a request at forms.innisfil.ca.